It is 517, 730 WTNT, The Truth, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Jerry Sieper, Washington Times investigative editor. Afternoon, Jerry, all ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes, how about you?
Oh, yeah, yep, I can almost smell the turkey cooking right now.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, front page today, I pick up my Washington Times and I see armed illegals stalked the Border Patrol.
Right.
When did we get this information? That's pretty scary stuff.
Well, basically, it's information that came out of an indictment and an FBI affidavit in the December 14th shooting death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Terry was killed about 12 miles north of the Arizona-Mexico border near Nogales when he and three others went to investigate or were actually looking for Mexican nationals who rob illegals who come through that area. It's a drug and illegal alien corridor, very, very popular area. And what was interesting to me is that the indictment, which has now been sealed for a reason that has also been sealed, the indictment mentioned that these guys, these Mexicans that were out there, were actually, the words in the indictment was, patrolling this area, so called Peck Canyon. They were patrolling this area, two of whom, at least two of whom, had AK-47 semi-automatic rifles, and that they had the intent to intentionally and forcibly assault, that's words out of the indictment, a Border Patrol agent. So they were stalking agents in this area.
Holy cow. Huh. Now, they obviously, they came upon Agent Brian Terry and
three others.
What happened then? What did they do?
Well, according to the indictment and the affidavit, at that point the agents identified themselves in Spanish as police officers.
Okay.
It is unclear who fired first, but the first things that the agents did was they fired their shotguns, which contained non-lethal beanbags. The Mexicans responded with gunfire, at which point Mr. Terry was hit in the back. The bullet, according to an FBI affidavit, severed an aorta. He went down, did not die immediately, but was bleeding profusely and died soon.
Beanbags? What's that all about?
Well, there has been an effort in law enforcement at the federal, state, and local level to go to some non-lethal means of controlling people. The head of the National Border Patrol Council, which represents all 17,000 non-supervisory Border Patrol agents, thought that beanbags in this case was inappropriate.
Yeah.
And remember, it's after 11 o'clock. It's in the middle of a canyon in the high desert. It's dark. And I've been there. It's very dark. So he thought that that was inappropriate, that the response should have been their handguns or long guns.
Well, they do carry both.
They did,
right?
Carry, and they did. Yeah. And two of the agents did fire back at the Mexicans, striking one who was arrested at the scene.
Okay.
The others, the other four fled.
Okay. Now, the one that was arrested, what's the status of this individual?
He's in custody, and he was initially charged with illegal entry. He has since been charged in an indictment with second-degree murder. However, that indictment has been sealed by a court order. Interestingly, at least three, possibly four other defendants in that case, their names are in the indictment, but they've been redacted.
Why?
That doesn't make any sense. Well, again, I remind you is that the judge sealed the indictment and sealed the order to seal his reason for sealing the case. If that makes any sense to you, I got a bridge to sell.
Yeah, you know what? It reeks. It smells. Yeah. You know, whenever I hear something like that, you know, my alarm goes off, and you know what kind of alarm it is.
Well, my alarm went off because of the words in the indictment. The words say that at least two of these Mexicans carried their assault rifles at the ready position, quote, at the ready position, unquote. That means that their rifle butt was in their shoulder, it was pointed down, they had their hands on the stock, they were moving through the desert ready to shoot. They didn't have to move that gun up to their shoulder. They were ready to shoot. So they were patrolling single file in the desert with their weapons at the ready.
Military-like.
Military-like, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Why not first degree murder?
I don't know.
I'm curious about that, because if they went in there with the idea that they were going to hunt border agents, that to me says first degree.
Well, that would seem to me to suggest intent.
Of course.
Yeah, intent to cause bodily harm to somebody. I don't know. As I said, it's sealed, so I guess we'll find out.
When does the case go to trial?
Don't know. Nobody knows, except the government.
There's something, again, something stinks here.
Well, I'm not going to make the connection for you, but let me tell you that two of the weapons found at the scene were weapons that had been sold by purchased by straw buyers in Operation Fast and Furious.
Yep.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives botched investigation,
yep,
where they allowed maybe 2,000 weapons, including a lot of AK-47s, to be walked into Mexico.
Right. And, of course, this is the case that has gotten Eric Holder, Department of Justice, in hot water.
Yes.
And he's had a dance all around it. All right. Well, that's very interesting. Now, one other thing before I let you get out of here today. You did a story on the Fed suing over the Utah immigration laws. This is just like Alabama and, a couple other states?
Well, South Carolina, Alabama, Arizona have also been sued by the government. In this newest case, the Department of Justice is alleging that the state is illegally attempting to establish a state-specific immigration policy which is in conflict with what the federal government says is their jurisdiction, their responsibility. Of course, those who have sponsored this legislation said, if it's your jurisdiction and your responsibility, let's do the job.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because as recently as yesterday, Harry Reid spoke out about what's happening in Alabama. And we all saw the result of what happened in Alabama when they were able to implement some of these laws that they had enacted through legislation after it finally went through the courtroom. It appeared that they were working. People were packing up and fleeing Alabama. The illegal population was greatly diminished. In one area alone, I heard where they lost 500 kids out of a school system because the parents were packing them up and hauling them out of there.
Some people might suggest that they lost 500 potential Democratic voters.
Yes, that is exactly right. All right, Homeland Security, they in on all of this too? Is that?
Oh yeah, sure. They're skulking around out there. It is exactly right. The Utah law basically gave limited authority to local police, state police, to stop people and inquire about their legal status. And what the federal government lawsuit is now saying is that you can't do that. That's what we do.
All right, so we've yet to see the result of this, obviously. We saw the result in Alabama, and we also saw a subsequent lawsuit there that hasn't been resolved yet. And
additional lawsuits probably in Indiana and Georgia.
Mm, unbelievable. All right, you ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow, big day? Family coming over? You staying in town? You heading out? What are you doing?
No, I'm just going to be sitting in a corner with my thumb in my ear because nobody likes me.
Okay. And, you know, somebody else told me that. Said, watch for Jerry, because that's what he likes to do on Thanksgiving. Have a great holiday.
You too.
Thanks for dropping
in. Thank you
in.
Very much.
Yep. Jerry Sieper, Washington Times investigative editor.